It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, August 1st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The Iowa DNR has issued an air quality alert for the entire state, including North Iowa. Air quality has been lessened as fine particulate levels rise above national health standards. The haze in the sky is the result of smoke drifting in from wildfires burning in northwestern Canada. Weather experts say the smoke is likely to remain over Iowa until a stronger weather system pushes it out of the area. The DNR says levels are expected to reach the unhealthy stage, meaning even healthy adults should think about cutting back on time outdoors. Those most at risk include people with heart or lung disease, older adults, children and teenagers, and outdoor workers, including farmers and construction crews. Health tips for North Iowans during poor air quality include limit outdoor activities, especially strenuous work or exercise. Keep your windows closed to prevent smoky air from coming indoors. Run air conditioning or air purifiers if available. Pay attention to your health and seek medical help if breathing issues worsen. You can track real-time air quality conditions across Iowa at airnow.gov and view the smoke plume map at fire.airnow.gov. For more tips on staying safe during poor air quality days, visit the guide on our station website. A pair of Charles City women are facing assault charges from an altercation 10 days ago. Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested 32-year-old Ebony Green on Monday and 29-year-old Dominique Green on Wednesday in connection with alleged incidents that occurred on July 21st in the 600 block of 11th Street. Both are charged with willful injury causing bodily injury, a Class D felony, with Ebony Green also facing one count of assault with intent to inflict serious injury, an aggravated misdemeanor, and assault intending to cause pain or injury, a simple misdemeanor. According to criminal complaints filed by Charles City Police, the two women were involved in a fight with multiple other subjects. During the altercation, Ebony Green is accused of biting her victim in the chest and grabbing the woman by her hair. When three other people tried to get Green off the victim, Green hit one of them with her fist. Meanwhile, Dominique Green allegedly punched a separate victim repeatedly, took the victim to the ground, then dragged the victim around while striking the victim over and over. CCPD says the incidents were caught on camera. Witnesses also claim Ebony Green went to her car and got a lockbox out of her trunk and stated, "Let me get the bleep out and give me my keys. I'm fixing to blow all you back." Video footage shows Green pulling an item out of the trunk and pointing it at the driver of the vehicle, but after Green was not given the keys to the lockbox, she left the scene. CCPD says Green later admitted she has two guns, but did not have them with her the night of the fight because if she did, quote, she would have used it. Ebony Green is being held in the Floyd County Jail on $7,000 cash-only bond, with bond set at $5,000 cash for Dominique Green. The Charles City Fire Department, with assistance from St. Charles Township, has pushed in new equipment to enhance its firefighting efforts. Fire Chief Sam Deverell describes the tradition to welcome its new-to-them tanker truck.
Early fire departments had hand-drawn fire engines, ladder wagons, hose carts, and other apparatus for their responses. These hand-drawn apparatus would evolve into being horse-drawn, and then when they would return to the fire stations, would be unhitched, and then hand-pushed back into the fire station to be ready for the next emergency. The fire service is rich in tradition and maintains the tradition of pushing in new apparatus today.
The new addition, a 2002 Freightliner, replaces the 1992 tanker truck that served Floyd County and surrounding areas since the early 90s. A group of about 10 firefighters then pushed the new Tanker 261 into the Charles City Fire Station Thursday night. The new tanker truck was paid for by the St. Charles Township Board of Trustees, represented Thursday by Aaron Hobart. He says the new tanker can transport 3,000 gallons of water, a marked improvement over the 1,800 gallons of the old tanker.
They're 5 minutes out into the country, travel back and forth, so you got a 10-minute round trip, you got the refill time. You're delivering nearly twice as many gallons of instantly each time they're there to dump. And then with the mutual aid with Floyd, Cowell, and others, their tankers and stuff are also employed too, just keeping that continuous flow of water. Time is usually of essence, especially when you're talking about a structure fire.
Deverell notes that while the new tanker truck could be called into service now, there are some equipment add-ons to address to meet its full capabilities. Most firefighters also still need to train on driving the new truck, since the added water capacity means a heavier truck to operate. The tanker arrived in Charles City Tuesday night. The Chickasaw County Relay for Life and the Lawler Lions Club are relying on you to help stomp out cancer this weekend. Relay for Life's Lacey Carlin says Sunday's gathering at Highland Park in Lawler is more than just raising money for the American Cancer Society.
Yes, obviously that's a big deal. But to me, it's showing the support to all of the people who have cancer, the ones who've lost people to cancer like myself. It's really about coming together as a community and really supporting these people that are going through this battle.
Carlin says the event also features speakers sharing their cancer stories as well as luminary bags on display.
So as people are walking in support of the cancer patients, then they can read those bags, whether it be for a caregiver, somebody who is still, you know, battling, maybe somebody who beat cancer, and or in honor of somebody who's lost their battle to it.
There's also New Hampton native Madison Colbert performing live, plus a free will donation lunch, and it's open to anyone who wants to show their support. While most of the funds raised Sunday go to cancer research, Carlin says some money does stay local to help families defray costs associated with going to cancer treatment. Find more information on the Relay for Life of Chickasaw County-Iowa and or Lawler Lions Club Facebook pages. A North Iowa police chief will retire after 3 decades of service. Jeff Brinkley became chief of the Mason City Police Department in 2016. Thursday, he announced his retirement effective November 14th. Prior to joining MCPD, Brinkley served as a patrol officer with the UNI Department of Public Safety and nearly 20 years with the Ames Police Department as an officer, sergeant, and lieutenant. He returned to North Iowa in 2016 following the retirement of then-MCPD chief Mike Lashbrook. Brinkley notified MCPD personnel and city officials of his intent to retire earlier this month. In sharing that news, Brinkley reflected, "I would have never guessed I would have the opportunity to do the things that I have done as a police officer. I have thoroughly enjoyed my policing career and am grateful for the people who placed their trust in me as a police officer, sergeant, lieutenant, and chief for the past 3 decades." More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.